going electric is not plain sailing, or maybe that should be smooth motoring. Sales of electric cars for the first 4 months of this year are lagging behind last year. Last month saw EV sales 41.4% behind the April 2023 figures, with just 1,091 registered. And overall, new car registrations were down 3.6% on the same period last year. One positive in all of this, a substantial increase in the number of heavy and light commercial electric vehicles sold. For more, Brian Caulfield, who's Professor of Transportation at Trinity College in Dublin, is on the line. Professor Caulfield, good morning.
Good morning.
And I see the Irish Motor Industries' Brian Cook is saying supply of electric vehicles is no longer the issue. There are more brands, there are more models. What is going on then? Why the drop in sales? And it's happened in five of the last 8 months.
It has, and it is a very worrying trend, because basically in our climate action plan, we kind of bet the kitchen sink on selling lots of electric vehicles. So meeting our targets will be very difficult. There are a couple of factors, I think, that are coming into the mix here. One, I think, is that there's a lot of price volatility in the secondhand market, but also in the new car market. You know, we've got a number of providers dropping their prices. I think people that are perhaps thinking about going electric see this volatility and go, maybe not now, maybe it's the next car that I go electric with. So the people that have already switched over to electric are the early adopters, the people that wanted it. But now it's the harder sell. How we get the rest of people that want to buy, that are going to buy a new car, how do we get them electric? And these kind of price mechanisms are worrying for them.
People also suffer, even those who have gone over to the EVs, they suffer from, they say, range anxiety now. They worry about battery life if they're buying secondhand. So are these valid concerns?
They are valid. I suppose the range anxiety in the newer electric vehicles is kind of gone, in that, you know, you can get up to 400, 500 kilometres on some models, depending on how you drive, the driving style of where you're
isn't
driving.
Isn't that crucial, depending on how you drive and the driving style?
That is vital, and we're doing research on that at the moment in Trinity, and we're looking to see how that impacts, you know, weather, different people's driving styles, etc., how that impacts upon battery use. But the range is one of the things that, you know, perhaps this is at the upper echelons as to the range that we can get for the maybe the next decade. But the charging anxiety is another thing that's there, that if you're doing a long distance trip, that when you get to the charging bank, that they're all full, and that can add an extra hour onto your trip. So that's one of the main concerns we see in the research here in Ireland, but also internationally.
What about this question of battery life on buying a secondhand vehicle?
That again is another concern for people, but most of the manufacturers do come with a warranty that, you know, that the battery will last maybe eight years or a certain distance. So that's one of the things that they've put in place to try and alleviate that concern.
Yeah, but can you give me any idea of cost? Because I've heard different figures on replacing a battery in an eight-year-old car, because it's not unusual for people to have eight-year-old cars.
It's not, no. And, you know, from a climate perspective, that's, I suppose, what we want, that there's embedded carbon in building these cars. It depends upon the size of the battery. I've heard 10 to 20,000 euro quoted as the cost of replacing the battery.
That's more expensive than a car at that age, you know.
Than,
you know, if you're buying a secondhand electric car, it's going to cost you probably far less than the cost of the battery replacement. So it's adding a significant price mark to what you have to shell out.
It would do for an electric car, comparing against a petrol or diesel car. Yeah. But I suppose the longer term, you know, the fuel savings that you see with an electric car, those are the things that people have to take into account as well. But that's hard to take when you're walking into a showroom or into a garage and you're asked to shell out that money, that the cost will be dissipated over however many years.
How do we change things? Because we have this figure, you know, of getting to nearly a million cars in the next, is it 6 years now? We're a long way off.
We are a long way off. And these trends of lower sales is a massive worry there, that we won't hit our targets in transport for emissions. How do we do it? I think we're very good at, you know, up until now, we've been very good at selling cars, but I think we've been selling them in the wrong areas. We've been selling them in the cities where people are driving shorter distances. I think what we need to do is refocus. Instead of thinking of a number of cars that we need to sell, I think about the number of kilometers that we need to drive electric, and perhaps to refocus where the grants are going into parts of the country where people don't have a public transport alternative and have to drive longer distances. That's what I think we should be doing.
And greater charge points, because I know you're talking rural areas there, but in urban areas, people say, I live in a terrace, I don't have off-street parking. Where are they going to charge their cars?
Yeah, and in Dublin, there was a plan that was set out to do to look at that, to see how we could put in community charging. Again, we've done research on that in Trinity, where we could use perhaps lampposts for slower overnight charging that aren't putting cables over footpaths. So there is a huge problem here. We're asking everybody to change the types of cars that they're driving, and all of these issues will have to be ironed out. We need to do it at greater pace if we're to meet our legal obligations in the Climate Action Plan.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Brian Caulfield there, Professor in Transportation at Trinity College. It's 29 minutes past 7. Back with the headlines after this.